Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Easy Tarot Lessons. I am your host, Dusty White, and I have Iris on the phone today. And today we're going to be covering something that I didn't think was an issue, but this is why I like talking directly to students, so I can find out what the problems are and then we can solve them. So without ruining the surprise, I will just jump right into this. Please take notes. And remember, if you want to get serious about this, we have free lessons by email. You go to easytarotlessons.com, get all of our written lessons, no charge. And if you want to learn the whole thing, start out for $1 at our tarot course. And if you like it, after a month, we'll raise the price to 10 bucks a week. All right, Iris.
Hi.
Hit me with your question.
I was wondering, could we talk about aces today, please?
Okay, and why?
Because in a study group, we were doing some exercises, and some of us are struggling with the aces. We got to talking about some podcasts where we felt that in your court card podcasts, they really helped demystify those cards for us, so we're hoping that you could maybe give us some guidance to help us understand the aces more.
Okay, so that sounds fair. Thank you very much. What's your current view? You're now running for president. So, what is it, presidential candidate, Iris? What are your views on aces? In other words, what do you currently? I see an ace. I say, I don't see a wall. I'm, John Kennedy. what do you currently see aces as?
Right, well, especially, I was redoing some exercises, especially exercise one, and I felt that when I was going through the cards and I got to an ace, I seemed to stall. All I get to see straight away is that huge hand in the huge cloud holding the coin or the cup or the wand or the sword. And it takes me a few minutes to sort of take my breath and really think about what I'm seeing.
Okay, that's great. So are you stuck on one meaning, or are you saying you aren't getting any meanings at all?
Yeah, it's just that I seem to kind of keep jumping on to, that's the new beginnings of a relationship, or it's the new beginnings of love and new beginnings of power, and I get confused.
I think I get that. And you're saying this is a problem that is going on in the study groups?
Yeah, I think the other cards are a wee bit easier to decipher because there's kind of more on them, and these ones are so much in your face. It's it kind of sets a panic in me when I first see them.
No, I understand, and you'll be happy to know the solution to this, which we'll cover today.
Okay.
And the solution is going to be incredibly easy. Matter of fact, I'm going to call this episode Aces Are Easy. I got to remember to actually title that. But I blame a certain professor, Arthur Edward White. I don't know if he was an actual professor, but hell, he might as well have been. I mean, he's the father of the modern tarot. But I blame him 100% for this, completely and entirely. And I'll tell you why. Waite was familiar with the what they called at the time the Continental Tarot Deck, which generally speaking was either a Marseille variation or maybe a Spanish or German one. But the Marseille ones, not just from France, but Marseille was the hotbed of where, tarot production was. Kind of like we say Las Vegas. Yeah, I mean, there's gambling, I guess, everywhere now. But, man, for the longest time, it was Vegas. You went to Vegas to do all kinds of things you wouldn't normally do. I mean, everybody in the world was like, oh my God, Vegas, woo, Sin City. In that sense, that was kind of like Marseille was, except for tarot. It's like, oh, well, I mean, even in other countries, it was like, well, ooh, there's a Marseille version. But the Continental Tarot deck had illustrated trumps. You could say, in a sense, that the court cards were illustrated, and the aces, in a sense, were illustrated. None of the so-called pip cards, 2 through 10, they were illustrated, but they didn't have scenes on them. It just had like 8 swords or 7 wands, and such. And this, we don't have all of the facts, and that's the problem. But as much as we can research, it seems to be, so this is theoretical history, but the closest we have to the truth is that it is almost universally, I don't want to say universally, almost universally agreed that Pamela Coleman Smith, being an artist, wanted to extend the amount of art that she did. She said, well, why don't we just, again, it's all speculation, but I'm going to say that she said, all, why don't we just illustrate all the cards? The word we have on high from the kings and queens of tarot history is that Arthur Waite was not really interested in all that. His focus was on the trumps as a spiritual tool, and the kings and queens, and the aces. He really did not. He didn't like the idea of cheapening the tarot to be just a pack for divination. He really liked the idea of systemizing the trumps as some kind of allegory of life, or a series of metaphysical lessons. And there's nothing wrong with that, except, obviously this is a, they were designed, the cards were designed as a game. And yes, they had Christian slash pagan, old world pagan, what is it, allegories for life, because, it came from like the 1400s, just literally the genesis, or the first couple of years of the Italian Renaissance. Now, we've covered all this in history class, but this is important to know, because when it comes to aces, if you want to look at where the symbolism from the aces comes from, I may be excluding bits of history by ignoring, for this conversation, the Spanish and German and other forms of tarot. But in, oh, you're Italian, of course. But in the French tarot, if you look at the aces of, let's say, the Marseille deck, and I should put that up at the waitsmith.org. By the way, history lesson, everybody. Wait, Waite, no hyphen at all. Just wait, and then the word Smith, jam them together. So waitsmith.org. It's a free tarot museum, and it'll always be free. And we will, it's the digital location of our collection and collections from all over the world. And the physical cards will be on display in as much as I am capable of. I will be taking them hopefully throughout the country in 2017 and then throughout the world in 2018. That's my plan. And because I want you guys to be able to get physical access to these cards that have been buried in history. But right now, you don't have to even leave your home. Just go to waitsmith.org. And that's a growing enterprise. It's going to take a while to put together because under budget, understaffed, and rather than just raising prices, to pay people to have this all done, we're just going to kind of work on this in the back burner. So what I should do, though, is I should specifically, and Iris, if you remind me, I will do that. I will take one page specifically and just compare aces
Okay.
with the various decks, so we can you can just sit there and look at it and say, here's where Waite and Pam, or Art and Pam, got their symbology.
Fabulous.
Because we
That
do
would
that
be
with other cards.
great.
So that's a start. It's not like Wade came up with all of this, he wasn't really an originator, and he couldn't be because he was too busy writing books. He wrote or translated a wealth of material. So he was kind of a busy guy. This tarot card thing was really a side project with him that he repudiated later. He became very disenchanted with it in later years. But nonetheless, doesn't matter. This is what he gave us, right? It's like, without him, this wouldn't happen. And Pam was the artist that he chose. And so what we have here, we could say that Waite's big contribution to the Aces was literally the, and I got to put this in quotes because some people into the tarot are not monotheistic Christians or Catholics like Waite was. So I have to say hand of God in quotes. We have this big ghostly zombie hand holding a coin, holding a cup. Well, actually holding everything, but he's got his palm out.
Yeah.
A couple of interesting things is they're all right-handed. There's no left hands here, which could be bias, but all right, don't be what it is. Two of the cards are coming from the right. You know, the clouds or hands are coming from the right. Two are coming from the left. Now, this doesn't have some deep metaphysical meaning, because if it were right and left, then he should have used right, or she, because, you know, she did the art, should have used right and left hands. Also, further debunking this, the masculine cards, being the Ace of Swords and Ace of Wands, masculine ones, one comes from the right, one comes from the left. Well, they both should have come from the right or the left. You know, you can pick one. And then the feminine cards should have been the opposite. So there's a little bit of a screw up on that end, you know, a missed opportunity. But when we're talking about, like, what the hell do these cards mean? Aces are amplifiers. And this is where everybody's really going to have to take notes. And if you have a chance, stop the podcast, grab your aces, pull them out. Don't have that, then theater of the mind. And if you're driving, please be careful, because, you know, theater of the mind, I don't want you to get so enamored with the dulcet tones of my voice that you become distracted drivers or whatnot. So starting with let me put them in astrological order. So I got fire, earth, air, water, because there's not really so much an order to the tarot. I've been trying forever to ask any of my collectors or accomplices, or accomplices, it's like, sounds like a crime, any of my contemporaries, anybody who has an original deck. I'm trying to find an unopened, unshuffled original deck. And, well, sometimes we come close, but we have no proof that any of these have not been shuffled or put in the proper or original order. So what I'm going to do, just for simplicity, because one order is as good as another, I'm going to go fire, earth, air, water, because that equates to Aries, Taurus, Gemini, and Cancer. And in a lot of ways, this will help solve your problem. Yes, aces are beginnings, because we live I believe it's called a Dewey Decimal System. I hope I'm not mistaken, but the idea of 1 through 10, or we could go 0 through 9. But either 1 through 10 or 0 through 9 are the basis of how Western mathematics works. You know, we have a base 10 system. So let's say with the tarot, we're ignoring, you know, the concept of 0. And we're just going like from 1 through 10. So being the concept of 0 is almost like the world is the concept of 0, in a sense of a completion and a negation of everything. Whereas, the magician is like, I'm 1. I mean, you could say that the fool could also be 1, although he is a 0 card, but it's not a true 0 card. So long, long story about that, but we'll get into that some other time. But what we have here is with the aces, we have a big giant hand holding up something. So what we need to see is that this is A, the Genesis. So when we say beginning, I want you to think Genesis. And if you're a non-Christian, as I understand it, having read some of the Bible long time ago, Genesis is akin to, I'm not saying it exactly means this, I'm not saying I'm up on my Latin, but Genesis is akin to beginnings or the foundation or starting of things. So aces are foundational in the way that you can't get to numbers 2, 3, or 4 without going to 1 first. I mean, we could say here's 2 apples, but the metaphysical concept of 1, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Uh-huh.
2 apples are just 2 individual apples. You know, it's like, just a random thing. So the essence is 1 is foundational, so aces are foundational. 1 is, hey, we're number 1, you know, which is the apex, the peak. That's part of the implication with the giant sword or the giant coin. And the reason why that whole giant sword, wand, giant cup all came about is in the olden days, back in my day, when the tarot was first invented, and this may precede the tarot back to earlier playing cards, which I am not a historian on, but I do know a little bit about tarot history. So sticking with the tarot, if you look at the Visconti deck, this horse deck, the Solabusca deck, the Marseille decks, what you'll see is that with the aces, generally speaking, you'll have a large, giant cup or coin. As a matter of fact, especially on the Solabusca deck, you'll see a lot of, matter of fact, if you can get your hands on one of the replica Solabusca decks that Giordano, has put out, those are the world's only exact replica decks. Los Carabios has a stylized one, which is very nice, but, you know, it's much like U.S. Games, it's just kind of like changed a whole bunch and said, here, and it's like, oh, okay, if you're not interested in accuracy, being like, this is the actual original image, then yeah, you know, it's always nice to see a stylization. But if you get a chance to get one of those, or if you can actually get your hands on the original deck, which you ain't gonna, or at least see, you know, there'll be books with pictures of it, or maybe you'll see a reproduction in, like, you know, pictures of it. What you'll see is, the point is, take a look at the original images. And you can, you know, I have a replica of the Solabusca deck, and it's up on the waitsmith.org website, because I got a copy from Giordano. But they're very rare. I think there were like 700 of them made, and then we got a couple of copies that were left over. I was like, oh, I'm getting one of those. But the thing is that you'll be stunned at how the images you see in that deck appear almost word for word, so to speak, you know, stroke for stroke, right in our beloved Waite Smith deck, or as it might be called today, the new version that US Game puts out is called the Rider Waite deck. That's like what they're calling it. But so Waite Smith, Rider Waite deck, same general artwork. The Waite Smith, of course, meaning the original unchanged stuff. So here's what it comes down to. The aces were big and huge because they had to fill a lot of space. You had this big white card, and unlike, I don't know, the bicycle playing company, where you got the ace of diamonds, little tiny diamond, ace of spades, or the ace of spades is like, ooh, huge, rah, you know. That's, you know, Motorhead? Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure it was Motorhead.
The ace of spades.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I must not be a heavy metalist because I don't really know Lemmy all that well. Except for that song. It's like, okay. But you know, it's like a theme song, it's an anthem, and you know, the ace of clubs. No, not really. It's a tiny, it's a little like, it's a tiny little lucky charm. Oh, you're after me lucky charms. It's like, you know, it's a little tiny thing. It's like lucky the leprechaun. Do they have lucky charms in Scotland, or is that just like an insult?
Well, no. They have, lucky white heather, haha. rabbit's foot, yuck. I'm not actually sure it anymore at the moment.
No,
I'm sure I'll come across more though and remind you later.
Is it cereal, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It comes in a box. Orange stars, yellow moon, green clovers.
Oh, we don't have them.
Oh, okay. No. It's probably best.
Sorry.
You'll look at that and go, wow, that's what you guys think of us over here. Like, I'll send you a couple of old commercials on YouTube.
You guys have lucky charms and I'm away off on another planet.
Yeah. Stay away from your lucky charms. Whoa. Okay. Yeah. So let's not go there.
Excuse my madness. There is a full moon tonight, seemingly.
Okay, so as I got to get on to this because otherwise people are like, are you promising they'd be right? So aces are large because that was the artwork that was handed to Waite, and as far as me and Pam were concerned, he's like, look, no, just change it. As long as we're going to have ace, let's make it a big giant thing, and let's put the you know, again, so-called hand of God. So if we look at the metaphysical or underlying or philosophical meaning of this, we have, yes, we have beginnings, but we also have an abundance of. So this makes aces heavily reliant on the situation that you are reading. So in generic practice, I have a deck right here. This is a matter of my replica deck. I have the Ten of Coins, which also is connected to Waite, because if you look right under the old guy's head, let's see, first you have a coin to the left of him, but you keep going straight down underneath, and there's this these two diagonal lines, and if you look closely, it looks like it might make a W for Waite. So apparently this was his monogram, or is it enneagram? I can never get those two correct, when I'm, you know, as far as this is concerned. So Waite apparently has his own signature on here, as well as Pam's. It's like tucked way up in the corner. It's like there's not room enough for both of our signatures here. But these are small coins, three of coins, same thing as. But the thing is that you see a scene. People are doing things, so the coins are very small. Now I like the way that the three of coins was worked into. The coins were worked into three of coins. But most card, or the cups were worked into the rainbow, and the cups were worked into the six of cups, at least the person handing. But a lot of times these make no sense. Like you just look at the ten of coins, and it's just a whole bunch of coins plastered on top of a scene. I know it's not supposed to be the tree of life, but sometimes with this artwork. Like the Two of Cups, it's very, look, we're exchanging cups. It makes sense. Two of Swords, I'm holding up two swords. Sometimes the art just doesn't quite make sense in the part, the suit, you know, this cups, wands, swords, the suit icons, that's what I'm looking for. Learn your work, speak. It just seems like it's forced to fit in there, like the Six of Swords. Okay, we got a guy in a boat and a whole bunch of swords stabbing the boat. Well, couldn't you just could you just lay them down? Couldn't he just be ferrying swords? And then this lady who, in the Eight of Swords, who's not really fully tied up, and she's kind of surrounded by swords, but I suppose she could just walk away, or like, wait, she did it to herself. Who says that? So with the aces, all we have is, you know, hand of God. So we got to look at the background. Well, the Ace of Cups is, it's a lake, it's fresh water. We have something called, you have something like the Loch, like the Loch Ness Monster, right? Hey, look, that's what I know about Scotland.
Seemingly.
That's what I know about your country, the Loch Ness Monster.
Discover it.
I know, right? Oh, we are so obsessed with that. But so we have these things called the Great Lakes, but no monsters. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is that if you look at the scale of the other cards and you apply that scale to the Ace of Cups, that's a big body of water. But because it's got lily pads, it's obviously not the ocean. So this is a hidden indication, is that this is indicative of fresh water. So, I mean, like, you know, if you wanted to compare this to, I don't know, let's say the King or the Queen of Cups, those are definitely oceans. Does that make sense?
Yes.
A little tidbit of extra knowledge. So I was like, oh, no. You're going to Loch, or you're going to the lake, or whatever. You know, you're going canoeing. You're not going, like, around the world on a trip. So, but nonetheless, with the Ace of Cups, so we have that fresh water here in the Ace of Swords. We got, like a Tolkien orc land. You know, it's all jagged rocks and kind of a gray, purplish gray and a blue. Just desolation. And then here in the Ace of Pentacles, we have kind of a Garden of Eden type of thing. As long as you don't go out that path, because see in the path, there's those damn mountains again. But inside we have lilies, and then we got roses on the arch, and it's like, hey, stay in here. So it's kind of like a walled garden. And these are little clues that we pick up. And then on the Ace of Wands, we see the mountainous castle. It's like, I have a castle, and it's on a mountain on top of that. Why did you build it on a mountain? So I could be taller. It's a man-made mountain on top of a regular, God-made mountain, whatever, and there's some trees and water and a stream. So sometimes those little subtleties can help pick up stuff. But other than that, we really have to scrounge for visual clues. So this is why I like saying, let's go back and look at the master logically. Because the elements, long before I was born, the elements were assigned to the tarot. Okay, whether that was done at the genesis of the tarot, or if it was done by Atea and Court de Gebelin, although I don't think Court de Gebelin really had a lot to do with the tarot, because when you read up on it, the tarot was such a tiny part of Le Monde Primitif, or whatever the hell it was called. You know, volumes and volumes of work. It's like, on page 87, volume 13 of 20, you know, we have a paragraph that says, oh yeah, this tarot came from Egypt. It's like, what? Stop the presses. But you know, he had his big, what do they call it, magnum opus, and the tarot was a little bit, but Atea really jumped on that. And Atea is famous because he just went around as a fortune teller. You know, again, he was reading the fortunes for rich, wealthy, bored nobility. Yeah, you know, talk about being able to go to all the great parties without actually having to have a job, without having to work. Well, sign my lazy ass up to that. You mean I could be the psychic to the stars? Oh, wait, I was the psychic to the stars. Not on a grand scale. I only had a few Hollywood clients, Beverly Hills clients. Thank you very much. But, oh, it was nice. You know,
wow.
So imagine it, though.
Well,
even more so back in Atea's days. You know, it's like, ooh, I'm a fortune teller. What's that? I read tarot cards. What are those? Ooh, I'm the only one. Years from now, people will say, oh, he started it all. I will read your fortune with these cards. Oh, you must come visit all my rich friends. Are they single? you know, this guy had to be a total dog. So, anyway, the essence is that this is where all of our stuff comes from. You know, with the tarot, we're just handed tradition and superstition. Because over time, everything becomes superstition. And that's why we have revolutions in thought, or, you know, actual, like, violent revolutions. Because people get stagnant because thought gets stagnant. So we constantly need to revise and refresh new thoughts. So, That being said, here's what the aces mean. So we've got the beginnings, we've got an abundance of something, but let's take a look at astrological values, because this is gold. This will really help. Not only does it validate everything that I've just said, but it also makes it super easy to understand all of this. So if we take the first, this is going to get confusing to everybody because this is astrological lessons, and I haven't done the astrological course. Oh, I've done astrological courses, but I haven't done the big, you know, official one yet, so it's going to be news to a lot of people. But if we take the first four signs, these are what I call octave one. They're Aries, Taurus, Gemini, and Cancer, and they are the most powerful, potent, raw, or punch in the nose force per square inch. They are the tops of the tops, or most purest, that doesn't make sense at all, most pure representations of each element. So let's break it off here. Let's go with Ace of Wands. We have a hand holding a wand with the leaves falling as if the wand is being shaken, and it implies that might makes right, in the same sense that the Ace of Swords does. But now we have to differentiate. Oh, wait, what is one? It's a new beginning. Well, wands are indicative of fire energy. In this case, Aries energy. Aries is equated with the planet Mars, which is equated with testosterone. It's not a stretch at all to say that the Ace of Wands is an abundance of testosterone. Well, now, as I said a long time ago before I got distracted by my own comments just in this session, aces are highly dependent on the circumstance. And this is where it comes back to, is practice will be harder than real life. When you're in real life, it's like, why won't my boyfriend commit? I go for the easy answers, right? Well, if we are looking at this card in that context, issues of virility, independence, machismo, this is what these evoke. Things ruled by the Ace of Wands, in the way that things rule by astrology, very Aries, right? So we have drag racing. For anybody who hasn't done that, that's where you get in your car and you turn on the engine, and there's somebody to the left or right of you, and they're like the devil. And your job is to make them pay because they must be punished. And you lift up your foot and stomp on the gas as hard as you can and make your car just squeal and rock it out as fast as you can. And you pray to baby Jesus as you hold the, and you try to hold your water as you hold the steering wheel straight, because you're going like 150 miles an hour down the stretch, because your job is to be faster than another jerk. So that's what I mean. Like, drag racing is, it's like, it's just, it's sudden, violent impact. It's just, aside from the fact that it's crazy fun and that everybody should try it, kids, don't try this at home. It is expressionistic. It's a great way to express your rage, your testosterone, to really get a cheap high without violence, narcotics, anything that, you know, would be against the law, than the fact that you're breaking the speed limit, you know, not being safe, whatever. So things ruled by the Ace of Wands, or things associated with it in a real life scenario, would be muscle flexing, any grandiose statements, again, drag racing, professional sports. So when we look at the aces, I want you to think, and this is where you have to write stuff down, attitude or circumstance or idea or action, attitude and circumstance, idea, action. There might be more, but think of it in that sense. So if we say, well, what's the environment? Well, Ace of Wands. Well, it's a very machismo, you know, good old boys network, or it's the inside of a football locker room, or I'm sorry, you might say football, meaning rugby or soccer or something, you know, a professional.
Yeah, football is your soccer.
Yeah, so in a professional sports team, right before the game, I don't think soccer has a halftime, but right before the game, the coach is in there, you know, slamming lockers, and he's yelling and screaming,
yeah,
and getting everybody fired up, and people are headbutting each other, or chest bumping if you don't have helmets, you know. But they're getting psyched up to go, you know, we're going to war. No, you're not, but yeah, okay, fine, whatever. You know, rawr. That's, you know, that kind of amping up of energy. You know, it's a gun show. You go to a gun show, definitely Ace of Wands. A lot of you know, patriotism, a lot of individualism. Get your laws off my guns, you know, that kind of thing. So the Ace of Wands is not just beginnings. It is any number of things that are filled with rage, testosterone, machismo, or are just things that are dumb fun, like cliff diving. You know, hey, I got an idea. I'm going to jump off this super high cliff and into the water. What could possibly go wrong? Belly flop! You know, 100-foot belly flop. Ow! Kids, don't do the 100-foot belly flop. I don't think you'll survive. You know, it's jumping out of an airplane. Wouldn't that be air? No, it's stupid is what it is. But then, you know, people jump out of airplanes all the time. Say, I'm a parachute. You know, or I jump out without a parachute. Oh my God, I saw this guy do a base jump without a parachute. And
wow.
I got to get the video up for you. And he went in, and because he had the squirrel suit on. You know what a squirrel suit is, right? Okay,
yeah.
A squirrel suit is called a flying suit. You know, it's because it's, you know, you spread your arms and you look like a flying squirrel. And so he came in and he was going so fast that he got almost horizontal right over the surface of that water. And he hit the water and he just skimmed to a stop. It was like apparently the first time in the world anybody like jumped purposefully without a parachute and survived. And it's like, woo-hoo. That's the Ace of Wands. That is like pure dumb fun.
Nuts.
Crazy. Yeah, nuts, right? Nuts to you, fella. Now, you compare that to the Ace of Coins. It's like, oh, no, we have safety measures here. We're pragmatic. And this is why we have laws, because idiots like you do this, and then 16-year-old boys go, oh, I could do it, and they jump off a damn building and die. You know?
Yeah.
So the Ace of Coins would be, you know, fundamentalism. It was good yesterday. It was good for my pappy. It'll be good for you. Ace of Pentacles is anything rudimentary. Sure, Ace of Pentacles could be like a big, giant amount of money. Now, again, for simplicity, Ace of Pentacles upright, money coming in. Ace of Pentacles upside down, mortgage balloon payment, or you know, a loss of money or whatever. But it doesn't have to just be that. For example, it could be look at all these responsibilities, or an abundance of practicality. It could be describing someone. Again, attitude. What did I say? Attitude, circumstance, environment, action, something like that.
Yeah, attitude, circumstance.
Yay. So what kind of attitude do you have? Well, Ace of Coins. You have a very pragmatic attitude. So you take the entire rest of the all the other 77 cards, right? All of these become subordinate to this. It's like every card becomes subject to this attitude of, no, we do things by the book. You know, there's always buy insurance because you never know what's going to happen. You know, this is this kind of like farmer mentality of it.
Yeah.
Take your time because rushing around ain't going to do you no good, because whatever, I guess if I was a farmer, I'd have some kind of crazy accent like that. So if we say what kind of attitude or what kind of circumstance, what type of environment is going on here, this card becomes dominant over, trumps over everything. It's, it basically says no matter what you're doing out there, everything has to be done slowly, patiently, and right the first time. Take your time, make it last, do it right. See, so we're talking like an abundance of Taurus or Earth values.
Ah, yeah.
We don't stand for a lot of fall draw. Okay, so what type of environment, okay, what type of circumstance? You know what? You come from a nice, stable home. Nothing is more stable than a giant coin. Yeah, in the tarot. It may not necessarily even imply wealth. It may be like, you know what? You have a good, solid upbringing. You know?
Uh-huh.
It's not so much nurturing. That's, you know, a little bit more water. But you had three good meals a day, and you get up and you, Protestant work ethic. You get up and you work, and that's what you do. I mean, that's kind of the whole. That's one thing that's ruled by the Ace of Coins. It's not like the Ace of Coins is a Protestant work ethic. It's that Protestant work ethic would be a subclassification of the Ace of Coins, along with things that are practical, pragmatic. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yay. Okay, so there we have those two. That's like a yin and yang, because we got, masculine and feminine. Now, if we go with the Ace of Swords, we have a little bit of a problem, because Gemini is the prime air element. It's the most powerful expression of air. I'm not going to make apologies to Libras and Aquarians, but they're smart, and they generally are. They will understand and agree. Gemini, Uralis. Gemini is the kings of air. Well, the swords, if we have to put swords as an air suit, it's not exactly a very good fit. It'd be better to put a pen in. Besides, the pen is mightier than the sword. The swords indicate violence, domination. The only reason why you have a sword, by the way, is to threaten and attack people.
Uh-huh.
That's all it's for. It is the equivalent of a gun. Do we need guns and swords? Apparently we do. I'm not getting that argument, but apparently we do, because we keep making them. It's fine. Whatever, you know. And here we have the big nuclear... like, literally, that. This could be a nuclear bomb, because it is the Ace of Swords. It's not any old sword. This is the King of Swords. This is like... know, I am the giant sword. Well, currently, I believe that the atomic or nuclear device is the largest man-made explosion there is. It's up there with a volcano. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, uh-huh.
So the Ace of Swords could be a nuclear bomb. Ace of Swords could be an edict, or a fatwa. I say this, and it carries the force of law, and how dare you go against me. So it's not just the beginnings of power, although that is good, and it's not just a decisive victory, or, you know, something on decisive loss, but you could go with the astrological concept of air, which I'm going to bow out from for this, because the swords are just indicative of violence. Not a good match for a Gemini. So I'm going to say you can do that, but I'm just going to gloss over that and go this way and say, all right, in most tarot readings, this will probably indicate force of will, which again does go back to the mental plane, but with the emphasis on force. And you don't need force of will. That's not the dominant mental trait. Because again, air is best when it's mutable, Gemini. Force being cardinal. That's another thing. another way of looking at the aces is to think that all aces are cardinal. We could say that if we say that all aces are cardinal, which I have done in my book, the first one, the easiest way to learn tarot ever, we could say that Aries is cardinal, fire, Capricorn for coins, so the Ace of Coins would be cardinal earth. Here we would say that the Ace of Swords is Libra because it's cardinal air, and then we would put Cancer for cups, which is cardinal water. In that sense, it's because I don't want you to be limited by one way of seeing this. In that sense, we would say that the cardinal aspect of each element is represented by the aces. So there's now cardinal means beginning, first, of paramount importance, bossy, pushy, rude, invasive. Okay, none of these are good or bad. It's just it's like Shakespeare said: "There's no good or evil; only thinking makes it so." You know, it's an interesting way of understanding reality. Sans judgment. The problem here is we have to be careful not to run through life judging things before we get all the information. That's the thing with the tarot, is that it is so easy for us to just memorize a meaning or to come up with a formula. And that's all we're doing, is we are prejudging, and then we wonder why tarot cards, you know, why our clients aren't happy with our readings. Or why we're unhappy with other people's readings, because they're not reading reality right. It's not you're not reading your tarot cards right. Your tarot cards are just tools. You know, they point you in a direction. They could tell you the right thing all day long, because the gods are actually just putting them out there for you. It's like, it is literally out of our hands. It is out of our hands. It's not in our ability. There's no psychic or tarot card reader in history who's been able to manipulate cards to say, I'm going to magically put all these cards in the right order. No, we shuffle and we listen, and it is up to divine providence. It's up to that which is trying to be explained by philosophy and religions all over the world. That's the power that puts the cards in order. And the only cards we need in order are the ones we asked for. But we talked about that in class. Oh my God, we talked about it in class. And if you don't get it, take damn class, Jesus Christ, it's only $10 a week. Alright, can't make it any cheaper than that. Finally, we get to the Ace of Cups. It's been argued that it has the M for Magdalene, but it's also the W for weight. It's number of things, basically the grail, in essence, is what weight is coming here. Hence they're called the sacrament, that little round cracker. I don't know. I'm not up on my communion thing. I think I stopped taking communion when I was kicked out around like age 11. I made this compact with God. No. I made, people make a deal with the devil. I made a deal with God. I was 11 at the time. And for like a week straight every night, because the only time I could do this was at night when nobody was looking and it was going to bed. And I was like, I want to see your face. I want to know who you are. I want you to tell me, there's all these damned religions, because I was studying world religions even at an early age. It's like, I want to believe in magic, but I didn't realize that all that Capricorn inside of me. It's a little pissant brat. I was like, I need to know if there's magic, and if there is, I want it. But if it's not, I don't want to be a fool like, oh, look, I'm Harry Potter, which didn't exist back then. Ha, ha, ha. And people are like, you dumbass. So I was such a pragmatist, but I was like, oh, I was hungry for power. Rah, 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 rah. So I was shouted. I was like, God, you have to tell me. Are you man or a woman? Are you a multitude? I mean, which religion is right? I don't want to be caught worshiping the wrong God. I'm laying myself out here going, all right, here I am, tell me what to do. And it's funny, because I get 11, I'm saying, look, you son of a bitch, if I'm caught worshiping the wrong God at the end of my life, I want 5 minutes with you before you throw me into whatever hell. Because I seriously and sincerely wanted to know what the nature of reality was. Now, as a Sagittarius with Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, and Capricorn, and Jupiter and Aries. Well, duh, of course, you know. But I'm 11. I didn't know any of that stuff. I didn't know that it existed. I didn't even believe in it. Of course, I couldn't believe in it if I didn't know it existed. But it's just funny that I sat down and I was like, and I demanded, and sure enough, a week later, I was kicked out of church.
Here's your answer.
Yeah, I was like, oh boy, okay. And I started studying religions and philosophy and metaphysics, and didn't really do much for me career-wise. But it was such a passion for me. So I tried to give you the benefit of my knowledge without jumping down your throat and saying you must see this. But nonetheless, here we go back to this whole sacrament. This is, when we look at it, it's a fountain. So this card could be a fountain. Hell, it could be a bird bath, right? Because it looks like a bird bath.
Uh-huh.
It could be an abundance, could be a feast thing, could be a very nurturing environment. So if we look at it at, like I originally said, you know, the first four signs, we have Cancer, which happens to be cardinal. Well, things about Cancer are the ocean, although it's not the ocean here. Ocean being the genesis of life, because all life, as we understand, began in the ocean, because it was the only place to hang out. The rest of the place was all sooty and hot and, you know, lava and stuff like that. It had, you know, cool for thousands of years to kind of, you know, find it cool. Talk about global warming back then. Woof. Youch. If you didn't have gills, you were screwed, especially if you lived on the surface. It was weird because, you know, there'd be, I can imagine all the soot on the surface, but that's where the light is, and so you have, it's cold and dark underneath. It was a joke. Like a horrible place. But now, created a lot of soil, fertile soil, for life to grow, and now we have humans. Like, hey, look at me, I'm top of the world, Mom. So this all goes back to Cancer. Cancer is the ocean, the foundation of life. Cancer is the great mother, also related to the moon, emotions. So we have testosterone or passion, wands. Then we have coins, practicality, material measures. Money is just a material measure. Forget the pentacle on this. This has always been the ace of coins. Just weight threw that in there because Mathers brainwashed them too. Ace of Swords, intellect, or we can go back to passion, violence, you know, depending on, because that's the images we have here now. And Ace of Cups, emotions. So if we want to see what these mean, look at the environment, circumstance, attitude, whatever else I said there, and apply that as this is an abundance of something. Or, this is the essence of that thing. So it's not just the beginning of something. It could be beginning, but it also could be the essence of something. Like the soul of the rose. There's a painting called The Soul of the Rose. And, I want to say it's Waterhouse. It's a lady smelling a rose. It's just the, if you look at the scent, or a virgin rose is one to me. That has not been sniffed, because if you sniff a rose, you're literally pulling out the particulate matter that has all that nice smell. You keep smelling a rose, inhaling, all of a sudden it doesn't smell anymore. You're like, what? Uh-huh. So, in that sense, if we say the soul of the rose, much like that, this is the essence of the entity itself, the essence of the element. So that can be a birth. We could have the birth of a baby. That's a beginning. We could have the genesis of anything, or we could have the soul or essence of it. Give me something you'll see in real life, and I will try to relate it to one of these four cards as an example.
Buildings.
Person, place, thing, event.
Buildings.
Okay, well, that's easy. In general, since you just said buildings, generically, I'm going to go Ace of Coins. How that relates to it is that concept of buildings as they're not commerce, they're not the things that happen in the building, they're not transportation, they're not the air, they're not the ocean, they're not the rain, it's just a thing that sits there. Somebody has put that thing together. The concept of a building is, here's a foundational structure, so you have a platform, like the floor is a platform, because it's a level surface, and you might have several floors, so you have several platforms. But it's foundational, it's a platform, and it's designed to keep the weather out, because you want a stable, insulated environment. That's the whole concept of a building is, you know, we don't want change. I want it to be the same temperature all the time here so I can get my stuff done and not have it rained on. Well, that's a very fundamental attitude. Loans itself to the Ace of Coins. So I suppose the Ace of Coins could be buildings in a generic sense. Matter of fact, I would say it is buildings in a generic sense. If we wanted to know what kind of building it is, you know, we could say the church would be the Ace of Cups. We could say that a military barracks could be the Ace of Swords. We could say a bank could be the Ace of Coins. We could say that a gymnasium or sports arena might be the Ace of Wands. See how, if we decide it's a building, then each ace shapes what kind of building it would be. But because it's an ace, it's like, oh, you know, I am the church. I am, you know, a bank. I am the source of this material. You know, I'm a gymnasium or a sporting arena. I'm not just like, or I'm a gun store, you know, Ace of Swords. Someplace that has a lot of gravitas. Okay, give me another thing you might see walking down the street, please. Yes. The World Series, where the Chicago Cubs just won for the first time in like 150 years or whatever. That's something you might see. Well, that's the Ace of Wands. It's an event. It'll take a miracle. It was a brutal competition where they came back. They were down 3-1 I mean, in other words, they had to win 3 games straight, and Cleveland only had to win one. And Cleveland had already won 3. It was like, how many times do I got to kick your ass? And all of a sudden, Chicago was like, I think I can. And now it's like, hey, look, we're number one. Woo, woo, woo. Like, okay, you know, that is an Ace of Wands. That is it is such a galvanic movement. It's like, it's something that was impossible, and it happened. Does that make sense?
Yes,
It's a lot more fun than like people or statue or whatever.
So, I know.
Everybody's homework. Sorry. I want you to take your cards out and think of something interesting. Almost because I said interesting people. Think of something interesting that you might come across in life. And go big or go home, because that's the whole thing about the Aces. And then see if you can find a way, without stretching it, without, you know, having to twist it into a pretzel, to see if you can figure out, does this make sense? Does this relate to an ace? Apollo launch. Well, that's an Ace of Swords. You know? Humans are taking, we're taking our finger and we're shoving it out in space. I will only censor this so I don't have to put an explicit rating on this one. F you, Martians or whatever. We are leaving our planet to invade another planet. Mars. Okay. Mars, you know, for all we say about Mars, metaphorically or euphemistically or philosophically, it's just a cold, dry place. It's like Dune, if anybody's ever read that. It's just a place, you know? Same thing ever. What are we going to do today on Mars? Same thing we always did. Nothing. The wind's going to blow. Maybe. I don't think I have wind on Mars. Probably have to have that for wind. But but we're not content with that. We're going to go to Mars. Why? Because we go to Venus, it's too hot. It's crazy hot. We can always heat things up, but man, Venus is like too close to the sun. And in Mars, Jupiter's too cold. Too much, you know, cloud cover. Saturn, nobody wants to go there. It's pretty to look at, but, you know, oh, Saturn, death, pain, marriage, taxes, all those things. So we're going to Mars. So in that sense, it's a very Ace of Swords. We are conquering. Look at us. We are humans. Dun, dun, dun. That's maybe get that. It's a joke. Reference, not a joke. Does this help at all, Iris?
Yes, it does.
Can you go forth into your study groups and say, I think I understand what these stupid aces mean, or at least I can come up with something more fun than arch beginning?
Yeah, no, definitely. You have given me so much
crap.
Thank you.
So much crap. You can't pause there because I'll insert something. All right. Hey, everybody who listened, thank you very much. Hopefully, look, if you have any questions, just post them. You know, post them in the question comments. Write me at dustywhite.net. Otherwise, get out there and study and do your thing. We have free lessons, not just an email. People take me up on that all the time. It's like, go to me, easytarotlessons.com. Sign up for the free email lessons. And again, if you're serious about this, if you want to do this and get some real skill, we have a course. You start out for $1 for the first month, try it out. If you don't like it, quit. I'm all for people quitting. It's like, hey, you know what, having fun? Quit. No sense being a damn fool about it. On the other hand, you know, first 4 weeks, just start you out. After that, week five and six, that's where we really get you. That's where we start in on the exercises. Problem is, first 4 weeks there's a whole bunch of stuff because we had all this foundation delay, just like the aces, a whole bunch of basic stuff. Other than that, come back next week, we'll have something else for you, and I'm shooting videos. Just big note, we are now including step by step by step. I mean, really easy. Watch us do it. Everything I teach in the course, we're laying down the videos. See, I'm doing some, Stacia's doing some, Sharon's doing some, Iris is doing some, we're going to get, Ish has done some. We're just going to get everybody on this so that if you don't want to watch me doing the exercises or the games or the readings, you can watch, but I want to get a big pile of extra bonus videos where every week in class, you can just watch and see someone do it so it doesn't seem as hard. And again, this is why I want students to do it, so that you can see them doing it. So not just the old man go, wow, look how easy this is. All right, so that's that. And you can only get that if you're, coughing up $10 for the course, because it's good stuff. And nobody loves you like I do, because nobody, and that's a fact, because nobody else is giving away all this crap for free. Thank you for being here. Iris, any last minute I was going to say compliments or complaints. Anything you want to add to this?
I was just wondering, would it help if I start learning astrology? Would that help?
Yes.
In understanding? Yeah.
Yeah, wait till the book comes out, otherwise you'll just hurt yourself.
Okay.
Nag me about it, I'll stay on it. All right, thanks everybody. You all come back soon.